Bruce Springsteen there, Dancing in the Dark. 25 to 5. I wonder, what's the longest flight that you have taken? Going to be talking about the future of flying, air flight, in just a moment. But the longest flight, I'm trying to think what it was for me. Probably 24 hours, something like that. Anyway, 0448922604. That is the text line this afternoon. Let's see what's possibly going to happen in the future.
Stand by for retina print identification.
Time. Travel.
Robotic. Thinking. The future. Retina print identification. Complete.
Now, Qantas has released a video showing their new Boeing Dreamliners being made. These are the planes that will allow the company to start their long-haul flights from Perth to Adelaide, Perth to London, early next year. So we thought we'd have a look at the future of long-haul air travel with the futurist Morris Mislowski, who's with us. G'day, Morris.
G'day, Barry.
In terms of the numbers flying today compared to what they're predicted to be in 2030, what's the change likely to be?
Well, it's huge numbers. Right now, as we speak, there are about 700,000 people flying above us somewhere on this earth.
It's amazing, isn't it, when you think about that? Yeah.
And if your listeners want, I love this site, and of course you would expect me to. Go to flightradar24.com. And what you have there is a radar screen of whatever you want. So it's either Australia or the whole world. You choose the map as large or as small as you want. And you see all the planes flying. It is the most extraordinary map. Now, that's in real time. So that's flightradar24.com. Have a look at that and see how many planes are in the sky. Phenomenal. Anyway, back to the original question. 660,000 people are flying at any one time. And at the moment, we've got somewhere around 6.7 billion people this year that will take an airline trip.
A lot of people. So how's that going to compare, you know, in what it's likely to be in the next sort of 10 to 15 years?
Sure. So I got that figure out. At the moment now, this year we'll take 3.6 billion trips. And when we get to 2030, we're going to be up to 6.7 billion.
Okay, so doubling.
It's almost doubling. And to do that, the extraordinary thing is to do that, we're going to have to put on about 37,000 more aeroplanes of various sizes. Not all the ones 150 people get in, or 400 people, smaller ones as well, but 37,000 new planes have to be built.
Is it going to be any cheaper to fly? That's what a lot of people in regional WA would be thinking.
Well, regional WA, absolutely. But across the planet, it's actually never been cheaper to fly, I know. That doesn't show itself when we go out to buy our airline
tickets.
Not
if you're in Karatha, I don't
know. No, I absolutely agree. Absolutely. Yeah. And we need to change that. But the prices across the board are definitely cheaper than they used to be. And because there's more competition, again, I know that doesn't play itself out in regional WA. But we will see that in time. It will just take some time, unfortunately. But yes, prices will drop.
My guest is Morris Mislowski, talking about the future of long-haul air travel this afternoon. By the way, what's the longest flight you've taken, Morris?
I'm trying to work it out. Look, I've been on planes for 34, 35 hours, but of course not one continuous one. So
it's normally about 24 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 22, 23, 24, somewhere around there. But again, it's not one continuous. It's normally a couple of stopovers.
Look, Dubai is creating a walk-through automatic immigration tunnel. What is that going to mean for
most extraordinary
travelers?
Yeah, last week they announced this. So think of a very large tunnel, something you and I might walk through. The tunnel is round, obviously. You walk through this archway, and as you walk down the archway, it's about 30 or 40 metres long. They can project anything onto it. So they're talking about putting aquariums, like fish, onto it. They're talking about perhaps showing some of the local sites that are happening, and it can be changed at will. So people are walking through, and the purpose is that they look at these sites on the wall. What they don't realise, or perhaps what they soon will realise, is that as they walk through, the wall is actually looking at them. It is doing facial recognition. It is figuring out who they are, and by the time they've walked through that long tunnel, that's the purpose of being so long, it has already decided whether they are to be allowed into the country or not. At the end of it, there is a green tick or a red, and the green tick just means keep going. The red means you go off to another tunnel to see a human being and figure out what it is you're doing and whether you should be there. But this is part of this new process. We're seeing it in Australia already, that streamlining the way that we enter and leave countries, trying to make that as quick as possible. We have smart gates at the moment, and this is the next evolution out from them.
There's a space space elevator. This seems unusual. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the space elevator is one of a number of things that I've been brought up with over the last 30 years or so that we've talked about possibly happening. The space elevator is exactly as it sounds. It is this belief that one day we will be able to build an elevator from Earth up into somewhere into space. Now, I know this sounds strange. I said 30-odd years I've heard this story. But last year, a company in Japan put about $60 million US into prototyping this because we now have the nanofiber carbon that could build it. So the engineering is not difficult making it happen. It was just how do you get something that tall to stand up that straight? And we're kind of on the cusp of having that discussion. Now, as always, Barry, on a Monday, we're talking about future. That, to me, means 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the track. But there's some money going into it. Some people believe it may well be one day.
What about passports? What are the future of those?
I've said for a while, I don't think passports will exist by 2050. They're actually quite a useless document. I mean, I know they get us in our countries, they prove who we are, and they work really well for about 100 years, because they were only introduced about 100 years ago. But with today's technology, it's actually far more secure, like Dubai and like other countries are doing, for them to electronically figure out who you are and where you've been.
You're going to say it might be before that then?
I think it will be, but across the planet as a piece that no one really carries anymore, remember when? It's about 2050 for most of us.
Yeah. All right, Morris, always a pleasure. Thank you for that.
A pleasure. Catch you next week.
Right, Morris Mislowski.